Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, we look back at the Raiders' home win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Head coach Dennis Allen stops by to chat about his first victory as an NFL head coach. Also, we have an exclusive interview with Raider Hall of Famer Marcus Allen, and we talk Raiders versus Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. All this coming your way next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
It will be the 1-2 Raiders up against the 1-2 Denver Broncos on Sunday in Denver. But the Raiders are feeling a little better because they got their one in their last game. And Denver, after winning their opener against Pittsburgh, has lost two in a row. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa alongside the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And what a come-from-behind victory for the Raiders, Jim, to get Dennis Allen his first victory on Sunday, outscoring Pittsburgh 13-0 in the fourth quarter to win 34-31.
It was a dogfight from the very beginning. The Raiders defense had a little trouble stopping Roethlisberger in that passing game of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but conversely, the Raiders couldn't be stopped as well. They got the running game going finally with a great start. Darren McFadden goes 64 yards for the score, and then Carson Palmer just had a terrific game, converting 7 out of 12 first downs, keeping the ball moving time and again and getting in the end zone to help score that victory.
Yeah, with all the injuries the Raiders had in the secondary, matching up with the deepest quartet of wide receivers in the NFL on Sunday was a challenge, but in the fourth quarter, Jim, they came alive. They pitched a shutout. They forced turnovers. Phillip Wheeler had a tremendous football game, 11 tackles, a couple of punch-outs. Maybe the biggest play on defense was Pat Lee stripping Antonio Brown here. Ball juggles everywhere. Seymour's got it, loses it, and Phillip Wheeler comes up with the loose ball.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what you have to do on defense. Create turnovers, get the ball any way you can, give it back to your offense, shorten the field for the offense, and that certainly paid off for the Raiders.
And over on the offensive side, this may have been the best game of Carson Palmer's Raiders career. He was pretty good on that Thursday night game in San Diego last year, Jim, but the Raiders gave him the entire game at the line to run it in a no huddle from the second offensive series on. And you mentioned the Darren McFadden run. This is the mind of Carson Palmer. He sees the overload blitz coming to the Raider left. He checks to a run to the Raider right. Nice block by Mike Brysel. Nice move on the safety. No one's going to catch Darren McFadden. No,
absolutely not. And Carson Palmer was given the opportunity to call much of the game right from the line of scrimmage, and he did a great job of doing that. He saw when they were coming on a blitz. He audible to something else down the field. Really kept the Pittsburgh Steelers defense off balance. And although he didn't throw for a lot of yards, almost every pass he completed was crucial.
It was the first time since 1991 that the Raiders scored on every offensive possession in the second half, Jim, as they just kept going. Three touchdowns and two field goals. And this quarterback likes to run the whole team at the line of scrimmage, much like Peyton Manning will Sunday against the Raiders.
Yeah, it's becoming that kind of league. So many more quarterbacks are doing that right at the line of scrimmage. It's become a passing league as well. Balls are certainly in the air a lot more than they used to be back just a few years ago. And it's important that if you have an experienced quarterback like a Carson Palmer, like a Peyton Manning, they can do that. They're experienced. They know what they're looking for. And when they see something, they take advantage of it.
And Carson was so good on third down in the win against Pittsburgh. The Raiders converted 7 of their final 8 third downs into first downs. A word about the coaching staff. We made the point of the preseason that Dennis Allen may be the best game managing head coach the Raiders have had, Jim. A critical turnaround in that game came late in the first half. The Raiders are facing a fourth down and long, nearly 3 yards to go inside Pittsburgh's 10. They're acting like they want to go for it, but what they're trying to do is induce the Steelers to jump off sides. They send three guys in abrupt motion laterally, not downhill for a false start. They induce the lineman Kiesel to jump, and then right after inducing the offsides in the first down, they go right to the end zone. Great fade route here to Darius Heyward-Bey out of a slot formation. Just brilliant. The Raider coaching staff had a great game on Sunday, Jim. This team is clearly playing with more discipline. They did not commit a penalty until late in the third quarter, had only 3 in the entire football game to Pittsburgh's 10.
And that's one of the things you have to do to win games consistently in the NFL. Cut down your penalties, cut down your turnovers, and you have a better chance to win the football game.
The Raiders brought the wood, you might say, as Dennis Allen passed out Louisville Sluggers on the week, and he told his players they would have to bring the wood. When we come back on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to talk to Dennis Allen. What a weekend he had last weekend. Turned 40 on Saturday, got his first victory ever in the NFL on Sunday.